Hey, I like talking. So as a result of that, I like words. I know a lot of fucking words. I got a communications degree, two of them actually, but none of them is a master. So it's really just a 2-year and a 4-year. But I often say like I have 2 degrees just to make people think like, ooh, look at this fucking guy with two of them. One of them's got to be a master's, right? But I never say that it's not. I don't say that it is, but I don't say that it's not. I just want you to think I might have a little bit of edge to my game. This is Chris Johnson. There are some words, though, that make no fucking sense. Or they make sense if they're used in the correct context, but people just use them fucking willy-nilly. They just throw that shit around and it makes no goddamn sense. And I think the biggest fucking culprit, the biggest fucking problem, the top problem word out there today is the word literally. Everybody fucking says it. I know people who say this fucking word all the fucking time. And the big fucking thing is this. There's two things with literally. Either you use it incorrectly because you don't know what the fuck it means because you're a moron, or you use it in situations where you don't need to fucking use it. I was just fucking perusing social media because I got nothing going on. I'm just sitting on my ass, scratching my balls. I got a football game on in the background. And, you know, I'm just killing the time. Just like whew, fucking rattling through a whole bunch of shit. Taking on as much useless, dumb shit information about people I know and people I don't know as I possibly can just to fucking whittle away the minutes. And there's like a picture of a cat and like somebody's trying to give it away. Like, hey, I think this cat has a domesticated lynx for a mom. And that's weird thing number one. What the fuck do you know about domesticated lynxes? Like, how the fuck do you see like a stray cat and you think, you know what, motherfucker? Holy shit. That motherfucker, that thing's related to a domesticated lynx. Shut the fuck up. I mean, automatically, hipster fucking douche right there. This person doesn't know a goddamn thing about a fucking domesticated lynx. I've never seen a fucking lynx. I just know that it's like a fucking type of cat. I'm pretty sure it's not like a fucking brand of like house cat. I see a lot of stray cats in my day. None of them I thought was a fucking lynx. So that's problem number one. That doesn't have anything to do with the word fucking literally. It's just dumb as shit. But she's like trying to find a home for this fucking domesticated lynx or whatever the fuck it is. And then like, she's like, look, I literally love this cat. We gotta find it a home. And like, as soon as I see the word literally in that sentence, I think like, you're a fucking moron. You don't know shit about the fucking English language. You don't know what that fucking word means. You don't need to use literally in that situation. Because if you just say that you love that cat, I'm going to read that sentence and think like, oh, she loves the cat. I'm not going to think like, wait, whoa, holy fuck, wait a second. Do you really love that cat? Do you literally love that cat? Or is it figurative? Is it figurative love? Nobody's going to think that, Jesus fucking Christ. If you fucking say that you love something, nobody's going to think that you mean it in a fucking figurative fashion, you fucking moron. You don't have to fucking say literally, because nobody's confused. Nobody's confused in that situation. The only time you have to fucking say literally is like if you use some type of metaphor where like somebody actually questions whether or not what you said could be legitimate. If they want to question the veracity of that fucking statement. Like, if I'm watching a baseball game and a pitcher got fucking hammered, I might say, like, that motherfucker shit in his hat. And then you could say, like, wait a minute, he didn't literally shit in his hat, because that means that he would have shit in his hat. But he didn't shit in his hat. It was figurative. You see what I'm saying? If you figuratively shit in your hat when you're fucking playing professional sports, it means you had a fucking terrible game. He didn't really do it. He didn't drop his pants and pull off his fucking cup and shit in his hat on the fucking diamond. So if you said that, and you used the word, like, figurative, or if he actually legitimately did shit in his hat on the field, you could say literally just to let somebody know that it actually happened. You don't need to say it in everyday fucking mundane statements. Like day-to-day shit doesn't need fucking literally. You know what another word is? People use like in place of literally, they'll say legit. I legit hate that guy. No, you hate that guy. I get that. I mean, I don't think that when you say it that you don't hate him. So you don't have to tell me it's fucking legit. Literally and legit is the same fucking animal. They're related, just like that cat and that fucking domesticated lynx. Here's the definition of literally. It literally means, ha 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 ha, you got that little douchey humor right there. It means in a literal manner or sense. Exactly. So if you say a normal fucking sentence, you don't need to tell me that that's what you mean because I know that's what you mean because it's the course of normal fucking conversation. You don't say like, man, I legit love my cat. No, you love your fucking cat. Unless you figuratively love him most of the time, which means you don't. If you look at the fucking dictionary definition, it even gives you like examples of when you can use the word fucking literally. I have received literally thousands of letters. So yeah, that's a time you can use fucking literally. Because if some motherfucker says, man, I got 1,000 letters, I think, bullshit, what the fuck? Who the fuck is sending you 1,000 letters? No, I'd be like, no, man, literally, I've fucking got 1,000. I don't know how the fuck somebody would literally get 1,000 letters, but that's a case where you can use fucking literally and it makes fucking sense. It's real. It's legit. I'll give you another example. I gotta go take a shit. I could say like, man, I gotta shit my pants. I'm not really gonna shit my pants. It's just a fucking expression. I don't know why. Like, when the fuck did that start? Like, when do people like fucking start using like literally all the time? It's used in like mundane conversation all the time. I don't get it. I think it makes you sound dumb. People tell me, I've heard this shit before. They're like, man, If you swear a lot, you sound dumb. Fuck you. The fuck? How the fuck? How do you figure that? What the fuck? There's been studies that actually say otherwise, but I don't do it because I want to sound smart. I know people have a fucking problem with swearing, but I just don't understand like how people think it sounds dumb. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. Some people think that like I sound dumb because I swear. No, I think you sound dumb if you fucking say literally all the time when you don't need to fucking say literally all the time. I can't even fuck. I'm slurring my fucking words. I'm so pissed. I sound like a goddamn drunk. But please, for my fucking sanity, stop doing that. Would you please stop doing it? I'm gonna punch you in the fucking face the next time I hear you start to use that word when you shouldn't fucking use that word. I'm threatening violence. I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays is when new Chris Johnson, maybe 5-minute podcasts come out. They're on Podbean. All of them are there, website or app. It's also on Spotify, also on Google Play, also on Apple Podcasts. There's other places too if you want to fucking look for them. I'm on Twitter, @JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Facebook, too. I'm putting the podcast right in the timeline for you. And also, you can catch me on Instagram @maybe5minutes.